Lately, I've been taking my morning coffee and walking down to Esplanade to watch the night herons that are nesting there. And I've been wondering whether there are more coastal birds nesting in the city and just why that colony is so big on Esplanade. There are about 60 nests. And so this morning, I'm going to meet David Muth, the director of restoration at the National Wildlife Federation. Let's go. Pretty noisy morning in the neighborhood. Rained a lot last night. So this is the block. Oh, I can hear them. There they are. There's a whole bunch of them. Some of them are teenagers. Some are just little ugly babies. Let's not stand underneath too long. Is that David over there?
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
So here we are standing under these nests. You got to be careful because they poop right on you. And I would guess there's about 60 of them, and they're all different stages. I really like watching the teenagers kind of practice flying, and the parents come home to feed them. But can you tell us a little bit about night herons?
As the name implies, they're a special group of herons that are mostly nocturnal. Most of the year they feed at night, so they roost quietly during the day and go out at night. You can sort of see the adaptation for that. They've got big eyes, big red eyes. They have big, almost spatulate beaks because they specialize in eating crustaceans. They'll eat blue crabs in Louisiana. They'll eat crawfish in Louisiana.
And what are we hearing right now? There's a lot of different types of noises going on from these nests.
Yeah, the babies are constantly begging. They're constantly making noises. And as they grow older, the noise shifts. So it starts out fairly quietly. And as they get bigger and start moving around through the canopy, they get louder and louder and louder. And so that's what we're hearing here. Bring me food, bring me food, bring me food.
So is that the kind of like click, 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 click that we're hearing?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, cack, 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 click, something like that.
And can you speculate as to why we're seeing this big colony in the city and whether this is a theme? I was just wondering if, as the coast is washing away, more coastal birds are coming up and nesting in the city.
I mean, that's certainly a possible explanation. It's probably a combination of factors. This is very unusual. I've been doing a little research, and in the scientific literature, there's almost nothing described like this of night herons nesting in cities over concrete. Obviously, nesting over a very busy street like this has its hazards.
I'm curious about what it's like to live here with all these birds nesting right outside your house.
Do you know Gene Nathan? I think that's Gene's home over there. I don't know if you saw the last few years there have been signs. I think she's been responsible for that. Good morning.
She looks very skeptical of the microphone.
David Muth, do you remember we've met?
So I'm Jean Nathan. I'm director of the Creative Alliance of New Orleans, a resident of New Orleans, Treme, and Esplanade Avenue.
And you're the lady who puts up these signs I've seen for the past couple years. They're yellow signs. You've got one here, caution, slow, baby herons crossing. And there's a picture of a heron on the bottom. What prompted you to put up these signs?
Literally to try to make people who are traveling on the street aware that there are baby birds in the street. Because that's where they're going to drop to. They're going to, unfortunately, their nests are right above the street. So it is just making people aware and hoping that if they look and they happen to see the bird, they will slow down and protect the life of a bird.
Can you describe for people who might live in other parts of the city and really have no idea what it's like to have this whole scene outside their house, like just what it's like for you?
I just feel like it's a part of life that has come to my street, and I guess the word is simply accept. That is the bottom line, is I accept it. But it does make me feel basically constantly sad that for whatever reason, this is a better place for them than the place in the wild that they came from.